presentation is really entitled The Issues Affecting Autistic Adults and Their Families. Now, we've got 30 minutes, so all of you out there will appreciate that we could go on probably all day. So we're going to try and be very concise, and some of the issues we're not going to go into in any great detail, but we are available here if anybody wants to talk to us afterwards. So as I was introduced, my name is Sherelle Stewart. I'm the director of the National Autistic Society in Northern Ireland, and I'm also responsible for family support, external affairs, and also our policy and research here in Northern Ireland. My colleague Caroline Bogue, and we're going to act as a bit of a tag team here today. So Caroline is our family support worker, and she would deal with issues affecting families and autistic adults and children on a daily basis. That's just part of her role.
We're having just a minor technical.
Anyhow, I'll just start because we don't really need the first slide anyhow. Firstly, let me just tell you a little bit about the National Autistic Society and just where we come from and what our ethos is, because I think this is also actually very important to us. It feeds into how we think other services should function. So we're a UK-wide organisation. We work in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. We're possibly the baby of the organisation in terms of Northern Ireland, as we haven't been here as long as we have in the rest of the UK. It was founded in 1962 in a living room in West London by a group of frustrated parents who had been told that their children could not be educated, and they set out to prove the experts wrong. So they basically sold their homes, remortgaged their homes, sold their cars, and they set up the first autism-specific school in the world, the Sybil Elgar School, and it's still going to this day. But as their children grew, they also felt the need to look at the development of adult services as well, and that's where we are today. So that was over 50 years ago. We're still run and governed by parents and by autistic adults. So as time has progressed, the National Autistic Society very much has an ethos of involving autistic adults in governing our organisation, interviewing for our staff, and that goes right to the chief executive level, and involving them in what decisions that we campaign or operate on. And we try to involve people right across the spectrum as well. So it's not just one end of the spectrum that is represented. We try to cover the whole spectrum. Services in Northern Ireland. I'm just going to tell you just a little bit about, back on Caroline, what we do. These are just our services. I'm not going to go into detail, but just a new one that I want to mention that is beginning on the 18th of April, and that is a transition service. Now, it's going to be like a helpline, but it'll be based here in Northern Ireland for 3 days a week, and that's basically to help transition into any part, really, of your life, but probably most likely it will be transition from school into further education, college, employment or adult services. So really basically that person will come into post on the 18th of April. So that's just a new service if anybody is interested. And I would give the person a few weeks maybe just to get up and running, but that's when that's going to begin. So when I first joined the National Autistic Society in 2009, I was really plunged in at the deep end, and I was told, go away and research adults with autism in Northern Ireland. Now, I'm a parent of a young person now who's 13, so I'm facing and starting to think about these issues about the future now, but at that time all I really knew about was autism in children. And I tried to do a research search. Could I find any research on adults? No, I really, really struggled. Could I find any on adults in Northern Ireland? No. And I'm sitting thinking, where are all of the adults? And I think at that time, we were quite new in Northern Ireland and didn't necessarily have that contact. So it was actually quite a difficult bit of research to do, but we did it. And what it provided was not a massive, a massive study of autistic adults in Northern Ireland, but what it did do was provide a snapshot of what life was like for adults in Northern Ireland. It was called I Exist, which I think was also very apt, because at that time as well, nobody really recognised adults in Northern Ireland, and all of the focus really had been on children, and possibly because of media perceptions as well, it had really, really focused on the issues around children. I mean, one of the things for I Exist was we did a survey of public attitudes, and 55% of those people at that time who had heard of autism thought that it only affected children. So that was a bit of a wake-up call as well, because we had always said, as the National Autistic Society, it's a lifelong condition, but people obviously weren't relating that to the adult population, because I think a lot of the media work and all of that was around children. So what did I'm going to talk just briefly just about iAccess Action Now, which I think is going to be the title of our new report that is coming out in a couple of months. I'm writing it at the moment, and it's going to be on service provision in Northern Ireland. Rodney's looking at me and going, I'm not another. But it's going to be on service provision in Northern Ireland. And also, we've just launched a campaign called Too Much Information at the weekend, and that was basically to promote understanding of autism. But these are some of the things that came out of that research. So 90% of the public, this was in 2009, did not know how common autism was. 64% of adults in our survey lived at home. 70% of adults in our survey did not get enough support to meet their needs. 96% felt that more support, they would be less isolated. 34% had severe mental health difficulties, and 57% had suffered from depression due to a lack of support. So that was quite startling statistics. And I suppose what we would hope to see when the new report comes out is that there perhaps has been a change with regards to those statistics. But what we did find out of the TMI campaign that we just launched at the weekend, called Too Much Information, was that everybody and the dog in the street has heard of autism. So 99.5% of people have heard of autism. But only 16% of autistic people and their families think that the public understand autism in any meaningful way that's meaningful to their life. We also found, this is just a key stat from one of our new report, so it's not published yet, but 60% of people still lived at home. So really, the majority of, and that's not counting, that's living at home with their parents, so that's not counting those who may be in supported living or residential accommodation or their own flat. What we also found as well is, from one of our caring reports, is that 46% had not had a needs assessment. So 46% of adults had not had their needs assessed. And 57% of people who responded to our research did not know what support is available or actually where to go to get that support. And those are going to be some of the issues I think that we are going to raise today.